Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Lois, and this is Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast. Thank you for listening in on us this evening. We pray that you leave here with something very informative and educational. Today, we're going to explore the old adage of going nowhere fast. I know you all have heard of that we're going nowhere fast. And you get down to the point where we realize that out of all of the situations in our lives, are we headed, do we have a destination in mind? And if we have a destination in mind, how effective is it going to be when we get there? And if you'll just think about what we're talking about today, people hurry day in, day out, and they don't have any regards to anybody's feelings or how they affect other people. And so this is what we're going to kind of talk about tonight, how we hurry to get something that we can't handle once we get it, but we just have to have it. And I would say that people today are just, they're just like time. They wait for no one. How many situations in our lives do we get to the point where as things are not really going the way we want it to go? And I feel that when you keep running into brick walls and running into brick walls, that's a sign that you're on the wrong path and that you really needed to take a different direction. And one thing that we have to say in reference to this show that we're talking about is we have situations that lead from every side that we're coming from. Let's just take, for instance, our mates. We don't want to wait for our mates. We don't wait until God give us somebody. We just go out and pick who we want. You know, based on the fact that, oh, girl, he has a good car. Oh, girl, he is so fine. And when you get down to the nitty-gritty, we find ourselves attached to something that is not meant for us. God never meant for us to have that. And then we're around searching around asking, oh, please deliver me from this. But we had to get to a point where we just had to have that particular person. And based on the fact that we were doing things because of our eyes, what we saw. And when you get to that point, you know, what are you going to do about it? So we're going to examine everything tonight. We have in our studio this evening, we have once again, Mr. Motivator is here. Let's give him a hand. Woo! We have awesome people in our audience. A couple of people here, well, more than a couple, they're here basically all the time. So obviously they're enjoying the show and hopefully they're finding out something that will help them in their lifetime in helping to strengthen their walk in their journey in life. Then we have, stopping by, as always, we have Louise. So let's give Louise a hand. Yeah. And we just thank everybody for that. I want to thank all of my staff for being here and how they have set everything aside to make sure we have a good time. So let's give our staff a round of applause. Okay, so we're going to get down to it, whereas we're focusing on going nowhere fast. We're saying, I'm going nowhere, I just can't wait to get there. You know, how many times have you seen people, and I see this with men a lot, you know, honey, you just follow me. Just follow me. You just go. But his journey ends on the couch with the remote. So when we get down to the point where, why am I following you if you're not going anyplace? And so this is one thing that we have to really make sure. Yeah, we want people to follow us, but we want to be going somewhere. And I think we have a problem with that. Louise, what do you think? Can we find people that really want you to follow them and look up to me and all of this, but they're really not going anywhere in life? So what do you say to that situation?
Well, what I say to that situation is a lot of these people want to be the one out front. Mm-hmm. And so when you come across those kind of people, what you have to do is evaluate what's going on, because you got to know for yourself really what's important. Because sometimes some of these people, they want to be the head person in charge, but they don't have an agenda of what's going. They don't really have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So all they want is a bunch of followers. They want a bunch of yes people.
Mm-hmm.
But see, once you know what your agenda is, then you don't have to just follow whoever come along. You know, you definitely want to have your mind made up, because sometimes if you don't have your mind made up, anybody can come along and just give you any wind of doctrine, and if you're not really there in the word, you just follow right there and behind it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's so true.
So you definitely don't want to do that.
That's right. That's right.
Louise, you absolutely kind of hit the nail on the head. We're going to hear from Mr. Motivator here in a moment, but I wanted to say this, and I say this at the beginning of every show, and I want you to understand, Let's Talk Truth was established to be informative and to say some things that need to be said that people don't always say. And so because of that, I have to say this to you. We're not here to preach to you. We will not preach to you. But what you have to understand, if we're going to talk truth, you cannot come to any form of truth if Christ is not in the center. So, yes, we're going to focus on what's right to do and the righteous thing to do, because that's the only way we can arrive at the truth. So if you will listen to the things that we're having to say this evening, you know, I'm going nowhere, but I just can't wait to get there. How often do we see that? This type of situation is a life situation. It's a journey. From the time you wake up in the morning, from the time you're born to the time you leave here, you're on a journey to establish your life. Now, is our destination always clear? Sometimes we be so full of ourselves because I'm a leader. But we don't understand there's preparation for leadership, you know. So anytime I feel that you have life's drama, anytime there's drama in your life, that's a person who has probably stepped out and put the cart before the horse and didn't learn their position as leadership, but you just want to get out there. You just can't wait to get out there. You know, so I find that when you find situations like that, this is because people have the inability to hear. You just don't hear good. God has never told you you're not a leader, but he said, wait to lead. Wait on your calling. You're not effective if you jump out there before you're ready. And I believe this is where our drama comes from in our lives. You know, how many young people have you heard say, I just can't wait till I leave home. I can't wait till I get my apartment. And by the time you get your apartment, somebody else has to pay your rent. Mom and dad is still got to pay your rent. Mom and dad is still paying your car note. Well, you could be at home, child. You're forcing your parents to pay their house note and yours. because you can't wait. I cannot wait to get out there. I've just got to go. I need my own privacy. So, Mr. Motivator, what do you say about the situation? Going nowhere, but I can't wait to get there.
It sounds to me that you're looking at people who are so impatient. They don't have any patience, and they expect everything to just happen for them overnight. And they're anxious to get everything going, or they're anxious to get someplace, but they're not considering the speed bumps. They're not considering the obstacles that lie ahead of them. And so there are a lot of times when people
get themselves in situations because they're looking at everybody else.
They call it the Joneses. They want to do it because, hey, it's a popular thing. All my friends are getting married. Oh, and look at those beautiful little babies, aren't they? They're so gorgeous. They're adorable. I can't wait to have one. But when you're anxious and you rush into it, have you considered the fact what happens when you have to get up at 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the middle of the morning, and that baby is not feeling well, or that baby is crying, that baby wants a bottle, and your mom and your dad still have to wake you up because the alarm clock won't even wake you up,
mm-hmm.
and you're ready to rush into something. We have to consider the consequences before we jump out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I want to get me a motorcycle because all my friends have a motorcycle. And don't get me wrong, I love motorcycles. I love bikes. I grew up riding bikes. My cousins all had bikes, and we would ride. But the thing is, bikes have to be respected. There's obstacles in the road. And you have to be prepared and trained, and you have to be well-learned. And you can't get out there and show out and just do wheelies and ride on one wheel all the way down the intersection because your friends are doing it. We don't consider the consequences. We don't consider the things that are there. Those motorcycles are beautiful and they're fun, but they have to be respected. And when you don't respect them, you can lose your life
mm-hmm.
behind these things that you think aren't important. And you can just rush and get one because everybody else has one.
Mm-hmm.
We must consider before we jump out there. Before you jump out in the ocean, you need to consider, are there crocodiles? Are there water moccasins out there waiting on me? I mean, once they bite you, it's too late.
Too late.
But it always looks better. The grass always looks green on the other side until you get over to the other side.
And you don't know what you may have to do to maintain that grass
mm-hmm.
or to hang on to that grass once you get over to the other side.
That's right.
You know, Mr. Motivator, we've got almost 45 minutes left on this show.
Yeah.
Let's slow it down just a little bit and go back to something that I heard during the presidential election. I heard a lot of the Republicans say America is just not the America it used to be. We really need to get back to America. Well, I agree with that to a certain extent. No, America is not the America it used to be because we're not all yassa, yassa, yassa people. We have a brain. We have an education. We learn how to live with one another. We've learned that, yes, we can function on our own. We can read and write. We do have our degrees. Now, but the thing that I think we need to get back to is what's missing in our lives. And let me tell you what's missing in our lives.
Yes.
Family is missing in our lives. Let me say this. We're talking about I'm going nowhere, and I can't wait to get there. We have allowed ourselves to get to this point. We're coming up on the holidays. I can remember when I was a little girl. I had brothers. I had a brother and sisters and all kind of relatives that didn't live in the same city we lived in. But when it's holiday time, everybody went home. My mom prepared for everybody. We went home for the holidays. Now you see a little girl that's got an apartment and she has to cook her. I'm cooking Christmas dinner and I'm going to go by my mom's house. Where did that come from? It's not your time to cook your Christmas dinner. Now, some of you listening to me may not agree with what I'm saying, but this is why you got drama.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the matriarch? What happened to the mama? What happened to the daddy? What happened to the home? Everybody go home for Christmas. Everybody goes home for Thanksgiving. But we're to a point where we've got a young lady who ain't going nowhere in life. You cannot pay your car note. No, let's take it away from the car note. You can't pay your insurance. But you're going to have holiday dinner at my house. My mom's going to have to travel to my house if she wants to see me. That's in essence what people are saying.
Yeah.
I believe if you took a survey during the holiday time and tell me how many people are actually going home for the holidays, it's not as much as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this comes to the point where we have people, what do you got to offer? You got a little dinette set and a couch, and you want everybody to come cram in your little one-bedroom apartment. So, for what? So that I'm grown now. That's why I want you here, because I'm grown. Baby, wait for your time to come. Wait for your time to serve your family. And now is not it. Because you, after that's over, if somebody really needed something, if the family really needed something that day, what are you going to do? What can you do about it? We're just so ready, just ready, ready, ready. You're not going anywhere, but I can't wait to get there. I just can't wait. I know I don't have a destination, but I just can't wait to get there. And this is why you have all of this life drama. You have drama in your life. You've got babies having babies. You've got young men who are not taking care of their babies. Why? Because somebody decided they were going somewhere and couldn't wait to get there.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're having. This is why we sit up here and say, Johnny is not taking care of his baby. Johnny had that baby too early. Johnny doesn't know what to do about that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that just because you're buying Pampers and milk, that's the same in that baby. What about teaching that baby? What about that man teaching that baby what's important in his life? 9 times out of 10, our young men and our young women teaching our kids how to pierce their ears, sag their pants, and drop it like it's hot. Now, when you dropped it like it's hot, picked it up like it's cold, where's your destination? Where are you going to? Where are you going to? So these are the things. So we're slowing it down, mm-hmm. and we're going to take it back to where we really should be going, to the America that had sound doctrine, to people that are taught the right thing. That's all you have to do. Teach people what's right. Do the right thing. All of this, I can remember back in the day when in 1989, and all that was coming around, and everybody, so-and-so is sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 90s. So I'm going to buy my son some condoms
mm-hmm.
because you're just not going to find them that's not going to be sexually active. Why? Are we animals? Are we animals? Mm. Are we animals? What is your destination? Where are you going to go past that sexually active time?
Mm.
What are you going to do about that? Why can't you just tell people, boy, zip up your pants and sit yourself down and learn what life is all about? That's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we find people, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it, Mr. Motivator. We're not going to do it. Why? Because I want to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be so popular. See, if I can't be popular, then what am I going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be accepted. You want to be accepted by whom?
Mm-hmm.
Who is out there more valuable than that one life that you have? It doesn't scare people. Diseases don't scare you. STDs doesn't scare you. HIV doesn't scare you. But you just have to. Little girls, I promise you, if there's a little girl out there 15 or 16 years old that's a virgin, guess what? They think there's something wrong with her. So, I'm going nowhere, and I just can't wait to get there. Mr. Motivator, come on.
Lois, I really like the points that you brought up. I think they're very interesting, and you are valid in what you're saying, because a lot of people are very anxious to get there, but they're going nowhere. I don't think a lot of the young people take time to observe and appreciate the sacrifices of their parents and what they have to do. In fact, most of them, a lot of young people today, aren't really wanting to learn or to ask questions from their parents about a lot of things, because they feel that they have all of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure that my baby gets an earring in his nose, gets his ears pierced, and his pants are sagging. Okay, but what about the child's position and your position as a parent? And to give that child the nurturing and the protection that they need. I was thinking the other day about my childhood, and I'm so thankful that there were people in my life. There, my mother, my grandmother, and the neighbors. They were women who really took their family serious and their responsibilities. And the way they would come together to help each other. We never had to worry about it. We didn't have sugar or bread. The neighbor was always there to make sure that we had whatever we needed.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents divorced when we were very small, but I'm so fortunate and I'm thankful that there were men in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There were men who were men. Men who were responsible.
They were allowed to be men.
They were allowed to be men. My grandfather was a man that I looked up to. Both of my grandfathers, but the grandfather that I lived with allowed me to see what it's really like to be a man and what accountability and responsibility, how it plays a part in being a real man. How can a young lady expect for her son or her daughter to grow up with the examples in her life if she rushes into something and then once the baby is born, she doesn't know, I don't know what happened to my baby's dad. I don't know where my baby's daddy is.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure out a way as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to file some child support so that my baby's daddy, so that my baby can get help, because my baby's daddy is fulfilling his obligation. I think if some of these young ladies would take time and not rush to look at
your babies, or look at your future baby's daddy or husband to be or whatever he's telling you,
mm-hmm.
take the time to look at, is he going to be there for me? Is he going to be the example that my kids need? Or is he going to disappear and my kids have to suffer the consequences because of it? When we rush, when we're anxious to get there, we're just hurrying to get there. We can't wait till we get there and it's honeymoon night.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, that's over with. You become a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there with all of the other people who are in a situation between a rock and a hard place,
mm-hmm.
because that baby needs help. That baby needs care.
Mm-hmm.
That baby doesn't want to know that, hey, you don't have any money,
mm-hmm.
or the mother is gone, or the daddy is gone,
mm-hmm.
or someone's out there having trouble. The baby's saying, I need nurturing right now. And what you were saying, and the statement that you made, the young folks should consider all these things before they go and rush into something.
Mm-hmm.
Think about think about the fact they're going to bring a child into this world, and if that child going to have a good life, or will that child feel deprived,
mm-hmm.
and misused and neglected? All of those things cause kids to have issues in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly, I believe, what the world has set up to happen. You know, you can be set up, you know, that you can be set up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we as a society now, we are being set up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, during the election, everybody was saying, well, we need to really get back to the old America.
Yes.
Let's just get back to the old America.
Get America back.
Yeah, we just need America back the way it used to be. Well, I've got a big bright light of information.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going back to the cotton fields.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going back to slavery. We're not going to do any of that. So what I want to say to you is we're going to go back to America the way it was intended to be. And it was intended that all men are created equal.
Amen.
That we have the right to move within this society and to grow and to be blessed and be as rich as we want to be or as poor as we want to be. But we're going to have to do it the right way. We're going to have to set our destination, set your GPS, with the destination that you have been given. And if you find yourself running short of that destination, don't settle for that spot because that's not where you're supposed to end up. Mr. Motivator, I was thinking about when I was young and I used to date. You know, it was so awesome because I could come home from a date, lay across my mom and daddy's bed, and tell them everything that we had done. That was awesome. I tried to raise my children like that. But now we can't discuss with our parents what we did on our date. Because we're always doing something that we shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend is either smoking blunts, smoking weed, introducing you to it, you're sexually active. Either way you go, you're sexually active. There are so many ways that I don't believe young people realize he's sexually active, but it is. But you can't lay across your mama's bed and tell her those things because, number one, she's dead asleep when you come in because you're not coming in until 3 or 4 in the morning if you come in at all. So what destination have you stamped in your head as to where you're going? I see it all the time, and I hear it all the time, young ladies in their 20s. Oh, my God, my mom wants me to do this. Oh, my God, I need to get me an apartment. Oh, my God, I need to, you know. What has happened to you, to your relationship
with your family that you just have to get away from them. And the destination you're going is nowhere. Is your life going to end in that little apartment you just got or in that house that you just got? You just got to be. And we rationalize with ourselves why we really need to be on our own. Well, actually, it's going to make me a better man. Actually, it's going to, you know, I'm going to do my credit. No, you're not, because you're not paying for your credit when you're not taking care of your credit when you're living with somebody. So how are you going to take care of it when you're by yourself? See, these are lies we're telling ourselves. And that's why I can emphatically say this evening, yeah, I'm going nowhere, but I just can't wait to get there.
You are so right, Lois. You really hit the nail on the spot. Hit the nail on the head. There are too many
people in situations because they're anxious to get there, but yet they're going nowhere. And a lot of them don't even look at the way they're starting out. If you can't respect yourself, if you don't have respect for yourself, how is somebody else going to respect you? A lot of young ladies, the parents can't ask them, who's that you're out with? It's Red. Okay, well, what's Red's last name? I don't know. It's Red. Okay, well, tell Red to come in so we can meet him. Red doesn't, he don't like getting out the car. He's not into that.
He goes to school with me.
Yeah, he goes to school with me, and everybody knows, okay, you don't know anything about him. Don't know his last name. He's Red. And if it ain't Red, it's Lil Boo. I mean, that his parents' name, his first name is Lil, and his last name is Boo. Something is wrong. Okay, and you're trusting someone who doesn't have enough respect for you to come in and meet your brother. Hello, Mrs. Smith. I'm Bob, Billy Stevenson. And I'd like to, I heard a lot about you all, and I'm very fond of your daughter. And let me tell you a little bit about myself, and I'd like to know a little bit about you. You don't hear that because the respect is not there.
That's right.
But yet and still, they're anxious. We're going to go out. Well, where are you going? We're just going to go ride. Okay? All of a sudden, things happen. Okay, well, where is Lil Boo? Where is Red? I don't know. He's not talking to me anymore. I don't even see him. Man. He doesn't call me. He's changed his numbers. And I'm getting ready to have his baby. Something.
That's not a beat down. Girl.
Something is missing. Something is missing somewhere, Lois.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And you were saying that it is so sad that, yes, we have our men who have their responsibility. But I think the greatest responsibility lies on the shoulders of a female because you have the option to say no.
Just say no.
Just say no. If you did it for drugs, good for something else, good for your life, just say no. And we find people that want us to follow them. We're talking about life. This hits everywhere, on the job. We have managers who are so absolutely afraid that you're supposed to respect me as your manager. Okay, manager, come on now. Do something that I can respect you for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about knowledge here. I know just as much about this job as you do. You just get paid $2 or $3 more than me. So come on, give me something else.
Mm-hmm.
Treat me first like a human being. Then we move from the job. We can move anywhere in life. You find people who cannot wait to get nowhere because that's where you're headed. Ask people, well, where do you see yourself 5 years from today? Well, I see myself in my own apartment, driving my own car that I'm still paying on. You know, nothing about well, I'd like to be in business for myself, and this is what I'd like to do. These are my short-term goals. These are my long-term goals. We don't find that anymore. And this, and not just in young people, we don't find this in the older people either, because we've gotten to the point where we just, I don't know where my destination is, so I'm just going to accept this, you know, I'm somewhere right around where I'm supposed to be. And we need to do something about that. We need to start teaching better, living better lives. Okay?
Lois, again, you hit an excellent point. Where is the family? We have gotten away from families enjoying families and feeding, taking care of, inviting other families in. One of my friends who's deceased, there were some kids in his neighborhood who would fight his kids on the way to school in South Dallas. And my friend said it was awful. These kids would just come out to his kids, and guess what? It was one Thanksgiving. He decided to invite all the kids over to his home for Thanksgiving at his house. And even the little kids that were fighting, that were trying to bully his kids, he invited all those kids over, and he said it changed everything, because those kids had never experienced anyone doing something like that for them. Mm-hmm. They'd never had someone to invite them over for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and to have a real nice meal and be in a beautiful home. And he said those kids ended up being friends with his kids. And because this one man had a heart to say, hey, this is about a get-together with the family, and we want to extend our love to another family. I like what you said a few minutes ago. It was mentioned quite often, let's take America back.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back from who? Who stole it? Who took America? Okay, we have a responsibility,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you can't say something is taken until you do your part, okay? And when we don't want to do our part, and it, really what you're saying is that there are too many things going on, too many issues, and you want to go back. Tell me, what's back in time? What's happened in the past that was so great
that you
want to go back? What was so awesome in the past that you want to go back? People were terrified. People were threatened. People were hung.
Mm-hmm.
People were pushed into all kinds of situations, allowed to be cast out into the streets, but yet you want to go back. And you're reflecting in the past. And you saying, let's go back,
mm-hmm.
and let's take America back.
Mm-hmm.
We have missed it somewhere.
Somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, anytime I hear somebody talk about we need to take America back, listen, one thing when I wake up every morning, I'm faced with two choices. I'm faced with good, I'm faced with evil. I'm not faced with a racial issue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So people reflect on taking America back because we have a black president.
Okay.
Now, why would you try to take it back from a race when that race has just as much right to be here as you do?
Mm-hmm.
We're all here, black, white, Hispanic. We're all a part of America.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take it back from somebody, you need to take it back from the devil. That's who has it.
Yeah.
That's who's running it.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is running it, but we don't want to take it back from him. We want to take it from a race of people.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That is so horrible. And that's what I say. We need to tune in with the destination inside of us. Where am I destined to go? Where was I put here to go? Mr. Motivator. What was I put here to do?
Yes.
I was born for a purpose.
Yes.
I was born for a reason.
Yes.
So my purpose is my destination.
Yes.
And I need to find myself getting to that destination. And in order to get to that destination, what have I got to do? I've got to know where it is. And I've got to wait for my time to get there. Because if I go too soon, I won't accomplish that I've been set to accomplish. If I'm too late, I won't accomplish that I'm set to accomplish. So this is what we're going to have to do.
I like what you said, Lois. Reaching our destination. Your destination is a place. Your destination is not a color. When are we going to get beyond the color barrier and look at a person, as an individual? Why does it have to always be people getting stuck on color? You can't see an individual. You got to look at color or race. And you see that as a destination. If your destination is color, you're going to miss it. Because when you get to your destination is not color. Your destination is where the level that you're trying to go and what you're trying to obtain. It's not a color. And because people have missed it, they look at color, even though they talk very eloquent, very sophisticated, but yet you can hear the where everything is going. You can feel the tone. Everything is still, a lot of it is stuck behind color. And how can you see America when you look at one specific color? When you look at America or you look at the world, you should see an array of beautiful colors instead of only seeing one color. Mm-hmm. The colors are what make things look beautiful. The colors are what allow the scenery to blend and the brilliance of appeal. Mm-hmm. But when we get caught up in color and you only see one color and you're so caught up in that one color, you can't even see the fact that you're not looking at the issues. You're not looking at what really needs to be done to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're still stuck in no man's land. You're going nowhere. You wanna be there. You want to get there, but you're going nowhere because you're still stuck on color. If you can't move past color, how are you going to move towards progress? How are you going to grow? If you're still stuck on color and you're still stuck on something that happened 100 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and you can't see everyone as an individual or a person just like yourself.
You know, Mr. Motivator, I tell people this all the time. Let's talk truth. We're not here, and I promise you we're not here to preach. But I must share with you the foundation of everything good and solid in this land. Listen, if we can think about what we're trying to accomplish and we have issues on both sides,
mm-hmm,
we have the Caucasian side,
mm-hmm,
who want to think superiority, and we have the African-American side, who can't do anything because the man has got his foot on my head. The man won't let me go.
Yes.
The man won't. I'm so sick of that, I don't know what to do.
It's negative.
It's always something negative. But what I want to say, I don't care how Caucasian you get. I don't care how African-American you get. I don't care how Indian. I don't care how Hispanic. Any race you can think of. There is a man who has no color. and he can put you anywhere in your destination you want to go. But you've got to just put yourself in the position to hear him and to have a relationship with him. But our trouble is we want to do things like we want to do it,
mm-hmm.
how we want to do it, and as much as we want to do it. I promise you, if you're sitting in the same spot tonight as you were this time last year, and you're still at the same spot, you've either arrived at your destination or you have procrastinated or whatever it is, you need to go set your GPS again because you've got some distance to go. If you're still alive, if there's still breath in your body tonight and you're still at the same place tonight that you were yesterday or a year ago or 2 years ago, something is obviously wrong.
Yeah.
Something is obviously wrong. We have to realize family first. I hear it all the time. I see it on television. We're family first. We're family first, but we're family first the way you put it together. Every family that I've ever known to be family was a husband, male, a wife, female, children, male, female. Some had an animal, a dog or cat or whatever. That's a family. And from that family, your destination has been set to move from one section of this planet to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sitting and we're just, once we have passed it on to our children, this is where we've let the ball drop.
Mm-hmm.
We don't teach anymore. We don't teach our children anymore. We let them grow up on their own. I talked to a little boy today. He's 10. He won't be 11 until March. And he told me, I need a cell phone. So I said, what do you need a cell phone for? Mm-hmm. Well, because if I happen to go to the movies with some of my friends and hang out with them, and then we leave the movie and go to the mall and hang out, mm-hmm. I could back them up, buddy. I said, at 10 years old, why are you hanging out at a movie anyway?
Mm-hmm.
At 10 years old, why are you hanging at the mall?
Mm.
Mr. Motivator, Louise, my children are all adults right now, but if you would ask them, none of them were allowed to hang out at the mall unless they were shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, I just don't feel that patrons or customers want to walk a mall where a bunch of kids hanging out. It irritates me to go shopping for the holidays. Why do you have to take all your children to the mall? They don't believe in Santa Claus. Maybe they don't. But don't come my hustle. I mean, I was a teenager, and I cried when they told me there was no Santa Claus. Don't stop me from believing in something that's positive. I'm not saying I worship Santa Claus, but don't stop me from believing, because the whole essence of you coming from nowhere to get somewhere, you've got to believe in something.
Yeah.
You've got to believe in something.
Yeah.
And what are you believing in? That's why you're sitting and not going nowhere, because you don't believe in anything. You don't believe in anything. And that you believe in is not positive.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to young people every day. I was talking to a young girl. She wants to beat up on another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her why. Because she messed with my boyfriend. I said, did you ever think about beating up on the boyfriend? He knew he was in a relationship with you. She, it wasn't her responsibility to figure out who he was in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, leave a young lady alone. Stop him and I. But we have too many people now who don't put the responsibility where it belongs. You know, I want to challenge you, anybody that's listening. I want to challenge you, if you're a man, I want to challenge you to set your standards in a place where as you teach your family. I didn't say overshadow them. I didn't say beat them down, rule them, or try to make them conform to what you said. I said teach them. How do we teach? Christ said with loving kindness did he draw us, didn't he?
Yes.
So men, with loving kindness, draw family in, draw that wife in, draw those children in, and start teaching them how to respect. Teach them. Get up and take them to church and stop. Honey, I see you after church. I'm going fishing. No, take your wife to church. What's wrong with the deacon board? You got the deacons over here and the wives over here, and then there's a fight going on because one sister said the deacon was winking at her husband. But if you have your wife sitting with you, you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sit with your family.
Yeah.
No section of the church. Sit with your family.
Yeah.
Husbands, stop going to church, leaving your wife, and she dragging in with the kids later. Put your wife in the car, take her to church. Put your kids in the back seat of the car, take them to church. I don't care if they're teenagers. Ride to church with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sally may have a car. Tell Sally, park your car today. We're going to church as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, Mr. Motherway.
Lord, I really, I'm enjoying everything you're saying because that is so true. We have to do what it takes in order to make a difference. And I want to challenge everyone that's listening today, let's do something to empower someone else. Let's do something to empower others with our love. There was a rapper in town here in Dallas yesterday. He was over in South Dallas. And this young man had a truck. The police were out there with him, an escort. And he was passing out turkeys to everyone that came his direction in South Dallas. And I thought that was just so incredible. Here's a successful rapper in the neighborhood passing out turkeys just to encourage people to enjoy their Thanksgiving, to sit around with the family and just love on each other. That was powerful. That's part of the equation that's missing. When we focus on ourselves and we think about ourselves, we miss the opportunity to love others.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that are practically running over people, trying to get down the street so they can go inside the store. But they're about to run over someone who barely can get across the street. Isn't that awesome?
That's horrible. You know, Mr. Motivator, you're so right. I was coming down a busy street just yesterday, and someone was coming out of the parking lot going so fast, by the time they stopped, they barely missed my car. What are you rushing? Why are you hurrying? And not only do I want to challenge you men to do better in your homes, I want to challenge you females. Let me tell you something. Just because somebody says, lady, sit down and shut up, that doesn't diminish your power.
Yes.
Do you realize what power God has given a female in her home? I mean, that woman can do everything in one day. But the only thing we have to do is know our destination. Where are we going as females? And let our husbands be the male. Quit trying to run everything.
Mm-hmm.
God has already established the agenda. All we have to do is work it. That's all we have to do. Work the agenda. It's already in place. You do not have to tell that man how to drive, which car to pull in, which car to pull out. You know, what to say here. Uplift him. Love him. That's what's missing. There's no love anywhere.
No love.
And we got so many women. I am determined. I'm going to sit here And I'm not going nowhere, but I tell you, I can't wait to get there. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Before, and we have 5 minutes to go. And I know Mr. Motivator wants to say something else. But before we do, I'm going to challenge you, even if you don't like what I said, send me an email. Voice your opinion to me on an email. Send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. I welcome your words. I welcome your voice. Because I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it good. We have got to get to the point where we are going to do what we need to do. No longer will I sit here and stop holding grudges, people. You will never make it to your destination holding a grudge. Never. But if somebody does something to you, 10 years ago, you're sitting up there singing, I shall not be moved. She talked about me yesterday, so I shall not be moved. You just hate people. You hold grudges. Stop holding grudges. So, Mr. Motivator, come on with your last words.
Thank you. You made another great point. I just want to encourage each of us to do something, to just show some love or just to encourage someone. Do something special for someone this season. Not just focus on yourself. There were people camped out. They've been camped out for almost 2 weeks now for Black Friday. If you can camp out for 2 weeks to stand in front of a store.
To spend your money.
You can do something to encourage or help someone else. I mean, think about it. They're sacrificing their everything just to be there at the store until Black Friday. And then they're going to fight each other, practically run over each other, just to get in there to try to save some money.
And actually, the only way I know to save money is not to spend it. I don't think there's nothing out there I need that bad. I've got to wait and lay out and tent camp, you know, set up a tent and camp and do all of this. Listen, you guys, this is Lois with Let's Talk Truth. We are going to be talking truth. And I know we might infringe on some of your beliefs, but that's all right. You have the option. Email me. Tell me all about it. Tell me what. Get it off your chest. I'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to challenge you to try to make a difference and stop sitting in one place knowing you're not going anywhere, but you're just hurrying up. I just can't wait to get there. So let's try to do something different. If I could say it, I cannot say it enough. Take America back, but take it back for the family.
Yes.
Not for any race.
Yes.
Whatever race you are, you need to be a loving family. And from loving family come loving everything else.
Yes.
Learn to move when you're supposed to move. Stand still when you're supposed to stand still. And that's why I say if the spirit leads you to tell me off or tell me to shut up, make sure it was the spirit. And whatever is done, we're going to do it in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God. So we have to go to our website. If you want to listen to any of the broadcasts that come on, go to www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. Do that. loisbullock.blogspot.com. And also, I do follow me on Twitter as well. I do also post this on my Facebook, so any of you that can find me on Facebook, just look at Lois Bullock. You'll see the posting. It's on my timeline. You can listen to it, but whatever you do, as we go through life, let's talk truth. Let's stop beating around the bush to do whatever it is we need to do. We're going to be coming to you with our magazine. It's coming out. We're just about ready to get it out. I put the date on it for January 2013. So about the second week in January, we are going to have that magazine out. And I want you to look at it.
embrace it. Let me know what you think about our first issue. And as I say every day that I'm on the air, this is Lois Bullock, Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. So all of you, be blessed.